Back home now, large southerly swells on Wellington's south coast overnight have washed debris onto the road at Moa Point and Breaker Bay. The Wellington Regional Emergency Management Office warned residents from the capital's southern coast all the way up to the Wairarapa of the potential for damage. Yesterday, sandbags were delivered to residents in Ōwhero Bay and others boarded up their garages. But the largest swells managed to miss coinciding with the high tide. That's the critical bit. The Emergency Management Office's Community Resilience Manager, Dan Neely, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So things worked out all right in the end. Tell us what did happen.
Well, fortunately, the arrival of the biggest swell did not coincide with that high tide overnight, which really reduced the anticipated impacts. But as I just mentioned, we still saw a bit of debris on the roads, particularly around Moa Point and the southern end of Breaker Bay, and Wellington City Council is in the process of clearing that up right now.
So what sort of size swells did you see?
They did get up to 5 meters as predicted. We've been working with Met Service on that. The modeling that was done as predicted, but like I said, the good thing is it didn't coincide with that high tide.
So what's going on here? Are we seeing a more increasing frequency of these types of potential events recently, or is this just typical winter swells?
Well, I mean, the reality is climate change is happening, and we are seeing more frequent and severe events occurring. It's likely to increase in the future, which is really why it's so important that our communities know what hazards and risks and that they face when they're on the coastal areas and take some steps to getting prepared for those risks.
You sent out a warning last night. Was that heeded by residents?
We posted that out through a number of social media channels, and we were in direct contact with some of those communities like Ōwhero Bay that have been impacted in the past. And luckily, this was not a type of event where life safety was at risk. So it was more just a heads up around making sure that people are prepared, securing their kind of front lawn furniture, getting the pets out of the way, and getting their cars out of kind of harm's way. But everybody, from what we understood, actually took pretty good actions in that space, and we were pretty pleased with the outcome.
So that's the model. Are you worried that there'll be more events like this coming winter as we see some of those big southerlies develop?
It's certainly a possibility, and we'll just continue working with the councils and Met Service to keep people as informed as possible as they do occur.
In terms of the housing there, I mean, long term, is this going to have to be, as you mentioned, climate change, resilience, adaptation, things that are going to have to be looked at in terms of the viability of continuing to have people living on the south coast as they do?
Those are obviously questions that I think a lot of cities around the country are facing, and questions that they're going to be working with their communities on for the future, yeah.
Dan, thanks very much for that. That is Dan Neely, the Emergency Management Office's Community Resilience Manager for the Wellington region.